Well, hello, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I love you guys so much. I love Wednesdays. I love Wednesdays. I love Wednesday. It is July 21st, 2021. I know I say this every week, but every week as the days go by, I'm just in awe of how fast the time is going by. It is right now 11:01 Eastern Standard Time. And boy, am I glad to be with you in this day and time, you guys. Listen, what a wonderful day it is. I'm so excited about today's guest. We have recording gospel artist Joshua Rogers joining us today. We have in his presence with Minister Nicole Atkinson, and of course we got ministerial moments, so I don't want to delay the show at all, but let me just go ahead and tell everybody to tune in, tell a friend and to tune in. We're worldwide, over 125 streaming live networks, including iHeartRadio. I might have said that backwards. Live streaming networks. Producer Doug will probably laugh at me because he knows how tech savvy I really am. But anyway, especially with the lingo and the dialogue. But listen, all of that doesn't matter because you get the point. We're streaming live on over 125 live streaming networks worldwide, including iHeartRadio. So I'm super excited about that. Spotify, Podcast Network. I mean, just so many. I can't even name them all. I can't even name all the countries that we're in, but we have over 1 million listeners worldwide listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat and bbsradio.com. So I want you to go ahead and download that app. Take us everywhere you go. Go in your app store and download BBS Radio and take us with you. Use your USB cord. Don't laugh at me, Doug. Your USB cord and take us in your car. Listen to us. Go on Alexa and say, hey, Alexa, play Gina's Radio Chat. Go on, hey, Google, play station, BBS station number one, and you'll be right on with us. You will be rolling with us, walking, exercising in the park, wherever you are with Dr. Gina's Radio Chat and BBS Radio and all of the other wonderful shows that we have in this network. So listen, may we be a blessing to you. Okay, so let's go ahead and go with the weather. It is, like I said, Wednesday, and today's weather in Washington, D.C. is 84 degrees and sunny. We have our high today in D.C. is going to be 88 degrees. You have just slight thunderstorms. Thunderstorms coming your way this afternoon, so just be prepared for that. In Detroit, you are now 72 degrees, mostly cloudy. Your high is going to be 75 degrees and all sunshine for you today. Let's see. Let's go in Jacksonville, Florida. You are partly cloudy, 84 degrees today right now, and your high is going to be 88. You got thunderstorms coming all this evening. Yeah, be prepared for that. London, 86 degrees right now. That's your high, and you're waking up, and that's pretty high for you, okay? You got 61 degrees is going to be what you wake up to. 82 is going to be your high tomorrow, so all sunshine. And that's going to be a beautiful day for you as well as today. Los Angeles, 70 degrees right now. And your high today is going to be 88 degrees. All sunshine. It never rains in Southern California. And I can contest to that. It hardly ever rains. Okay, let's go ahead and go to, let's see, Hawaii, 55 degrees and cloudy right now. Your high is going to be 64 degrees, and you got showers coming this evening, so be prepared for that. Australia, you're at 43 degrees right now and cloudy. You're waking up to 37 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be your high of 55, partly cloudy. Puerto Rico, 79 degrees. You're partly cloudy right now. Your high is going to be 81 degrees. Puerto Rico, hey! Portugal, you are 79 degrees right now, mostly sunny, and you're waking up to 57 degrees. Your high tomorrow is going to be 73. All right, so that is our weather. And listen, Kenya, I got to say you, 86 degrees for you in Kenya. That's your high, 70 you're waking up to. 86 is going to be your high tomorrow, and you got a few showers coming. If I didn't mention your nation, continent, country, state, city, listen, Doesn't matter. Guess why? Because God is still in control. He rules and reigns over everything. And no matter what's going on with you, in you, through you, or about you, God has got you. Okay? I just want you to know that. All right, we're going to take a minute with our sponsorship break, and then we'll be right back after these after this message with Ministerial Moment.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm so excited to share with you my third published book, In the Weight of Every Loss. In the Weight of Every Loss, I share revelation God gave me concerning the scripture, Hebrews 12 and 1, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. In the Weight of Every Loss, I'm being completely transparent about my own struggles I endured in my personal walk. Serving in a leadership role as an ordained apostle, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ is not always easy. So if you are called into leadership or are actively in a leadership role right now, In the Weight of Every Loss will expose the real work of the enemy. You will be encouraged to regain your strength again and return back to the will of God. In the Weight of Every Loss is for those in leadership struggling to maintain strength. It is for those who truly want to walk in truth and for those who are no longer willing to live in a lie anymore. Get In the Weight of Every Loss.
All right, we got Ministerial Moment. Okay, so it's so much going on. And the one thing that I have been dreaming about waking up to has been, if it hasn't worked before, do something different. And one of the things that I feel like connected to that is that it's so many voices going on. And people are looking for so many answers from so many different resources. One is looking to man. Two is looking for validity through social media. Three is through, you know, listening to your own thoughts and your own opinions. Four is, I think three or four. Anyway, four is listening to what's in the media. So let me just say this. If what you have been doing has not changed the situation, then try something different. And one of the things that I want to encourage you guys in Ministerial Moment is to try to surrender. Try to submit totally to God. Oh, I know that people are just like, what is she talking about? How can we be practical? Listen, in a supernatural world, practicality doesn't even exist. When we are supposed to walk in total dominion, power, and authority on earth as it is in heaven, there is no practicality to kingdom lifestyle on earth. What we're supposed to do is to surrender totally to God's will and plans for our life. For he says that he knows the thoughts and plans that he has towards us, thoughts for good and not for evil, you know, to get us to the designated end that he has already planned and predestined for our life. The Bible says for us to trust in the Lord and lean not onto our own understanding, but to acknowledge him in all of our ways and he'll direct our path. He says that our ways are not his ways and our thoughts are not his thoughts. So what he's asking for us in this covenant relationship is to submit, surrender, let go, and let him do what he's called to do, what he's been, what he is, who he is. He is the creator. And so that's what I wanted to share with you today in Ministerial Moment. If everything that you have tried is not working, then try God. Try him even more today. Don't just try him and taste him a little bit and you don't get the response you want right away when you want it, when you think you should have it. But try him all the way through when it hurts. Try him when it's uncomfortable. Try him when, you know, when you don't have a clue what's going to go on tomorrow. Try him instead of going right into the branding and the, you know, the marketing and, you know, chasing after this click and going after this person and trying to leak up with this organization and selling your soul to that organization. Try God. You know, that if it doesn't work, if it doesn't bring peace, if it doesn't bring you joy, if it doesn't connect the dots like you thought they would, you know, I think of the lady with the issue of blood. She tried everything, paid all her money, did everything that she could to get healed. But when the healer came, that's when she finally trusted and submitted, got on the ground, crawled her way to touch the hem of his garment. That showed humility, that showed trust, that showed faith, that showed submission to the authority, to the power, to the Messiah. And she didn't even have a clue, but she tried him. And guess what? It worked. He healed her. Her sins were forgiven. Her life was transformed. You know, it came right to her. So I want to encourage you today. I mean, some of this might not make sense to the world and the conscience of the minds of people that's intellectual. And, you know, maybe, you know, you're going by the worldly system and it just seems to make sense. Or you're trying to make life practical. But let me just tell you, the two fish and the five loaves of bread was not practical. It was supernatural. Jesus called on the Father and the Father multiplied that and they all ate, got full, and they had an overflow. So are you ready for overflow right now? Are you ready for more than just an answer, more than just a solution? Are you ready for a lifestyle change? Are you ready to live in the fullness of your inheritance on earth as it is in heaven? Are you ready to see God move in your life supernaturally? Well, I just urge you today to try something different. Try him. Try something different. Press in like never before. Seek him urgently and expectingly like never before. You know, try, fight to keep your faith in now. You know, without faith, it's impossible to please him. Don't you want to please God today? Well, I just want to encourage you to do that. If you have tried everything and it didn't work, try something different. Try the difference. He is the difference. All right. This has been Ministerial Moment. And we'll be right back after these messages with gospel recording artist and my friend to the show, Joshua Rogers. We'll be right back after these messages.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit, learn to go deeper into His presence, understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism, and learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hi, this is Lisa Bevere, and I love that you are listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat. It's going to build strength in your life.
All right. I'm so excited about Joshua Rogers being with us today. Welcome to the show, Joshua Rogers.
Hi, how are you?
We are fantastic. I am doing awesome. I'm so glad to have you. I know you got stuff going on, and I want to talk all about it. So I want you to first introduce your new project, We're going to listen to it, and then we're going to come back and chit-chat with you for a bit. Is that okay?
No problem at all. Let's do it.
All right, go ahead and introduce your new project.
What's up, everybody? This is Joshua Rogers here, and you are about to listen to my brand new single, my latest single, Still Gon' Trust. I pray that it blesses you. Here it is.
It's been quite a year, a test of my faith. I've seen some things that took my breath away. I've lost some friends and some loved ones too. But Lord, I'm leaning and depending on you, and I'm still gonna trust. I'm still gonna trust you. I'm still gonna trust. I'm still gonna trust you. Who could have planned for such a time as this, when nothing seems certain? Help us, Lord, is my one wish. My strength is weak, but my faith is strong. No matter what I face, I'm gonna keep on. I'm still gonna trust. was you. I'm still gonna trust you.
My goodness, my goodness. Oh my goodness, what a timely word. It just goes right into ministerial moment, Joshua Rogers. Thank you so much for that. What a talent. What an anointing. What a blessing. Wow. Oh, my gosh. It is so on time. Wow.
Thank you. Thank God. Yeah.
Where were you when this song came about? Like, what state of place mentally, emotionally, spiritually were you when this song came about to you?
Gratefulness and a bit of awe.
Wow.
I say that because 2020 was, of course, an interesting year for all of us. We all felt the impact of 2020. With that being said, 2020 was the year that I worked the least as far as traveling since being on this musical journey. And it was the year that... It's a lot of things I guess people really don't know. You know, for years, people didn't realize, but I was fighting for my career. I was, you know, trying to buy myself out of my initial contract before things got out of control legally too far. And so in that process, I lost everything. I lost my house. I lost my car. I was living with family and stuff like that. And it was very shocking to me that God used 2020 to allow me to recover a lot of what I had lost. A year that was full of so much stress, fear, death, loss, and pain was the tool or the thing that God used to recover a lot of what I had lost. And so I was grateful, but I was in awe. Because, you know, even as you said earlier, you know, for those intellectuals and whatnot, some of this stuff, it may not sound, you know, politically correct, or, you know, it may not sound intellectually correct. But the truth of the matter is that when God does what he does, the only thing that you can ever say is that was a God thing, that God did that. And it's the supernatural power of God that allows us to be able to have these types of testimonies. And the fact is I'm grateful that I know that it's real. I know that it's real. I can truly unequivocally and firmly stand on that and say that. And so that's what my mind was. I was grateful for the fact that God had kept me through 2020. And he kept me because I had to take my hands off of it and I had to trust the plan of God. And, you know, I realized that I could be a bit of a control freak sometimes. And so that was the lesson that God taught me. And so I wanted to pass it along. I had the conversation with my producer, Lucas Hoskins. And, you know, he's been saying for a minute, Josh, we've got to get you on a ballot. We've got to get a ballot for you. And, you know, this was how it came about. I wanted to speak to my people, speak to my family out there and let everyone know that, hey, God is still on the throne. His power is still in effect. You know, and we have to trust in that. And before it blessed anyone, it blessed me. I can remember bawling as we were recording the song. And so it is just my continued prayer that, you know, as the song is continually spread and ministered around, that it has the same effect on everyone that hears it as it had on me.
I'm going to tell you what. I mean, it's just so profound and just, you know, such a right time, right now word. I mean, even with our countries opening up, you know, and things like that, we're still not out of the woods. You know what I mean? So 2020 had an effect on us, but there's still lingering situations that God is raising us up out of as far as spiritually, and really maturing us and grooming us in preparation for the coming of the King. And it's just, didn't you realize that in during the pandemic that really nothing else really mattered but just getting in that place with him? Was that just your experience? Because for me, it was just like, you know, I just thank God for the opportunity to just focus on you, because there's nothing else to do but that. You know what I mean? Like, everything has been stopped. So it's like, I feel like this is the opportunity I've been waiting for. Like, I get to just focus on you. Like, did you feel that? Because I felt that.
Yeah, it was literally like God just stopped everything and was like, okay, all right, let's chill for a minute. You know, and I felt like it was a way of God showing us his hand and showing us his power. You know, we've been saying for the longest, you know, I'm tired of church as usual. I'm tired of church as usual. Well, God completely flipped it.
Come
you know
on.
What I'm saying? And so it gave us a chance. If you have a real relationship with God during 2020, you had to exercise it. You know, this is no longer a thing where you can just talk about it, where you can just put up a facade or a mask, you know, or, you know, as the Bible says, give us a form of godliness. But for you to survive through 2020, you needed to know God for real. You know, there are still so many people out there who cannot say that, who are struggling mentally, emotionally. They can't get over the effects of what has happened over this past year. But the saints of God, I believe we're still thriving, we're still pushing, we're still recovering, and we're still getting into the place that God has always called us to be. You know, and that is to have life and have it more abundantly. And so with that, yeah, I completely agree with you, Dr. Gina. It was God literally sitting us down and saying, stop the foolishness.
Yes.
Cut it all out.
And you know what's so interesting is that as we've, you know, those that have submitted, you know, because some people got a bottle of wine. Let's keep it real. Some people was crying and whining to their friends. Come on, and trying to find a way on the internet to make a dollar. So everybody wasn't in agreement with that. But those that did, those that really were like, okay, I'm at the end of myself. Lord, what does this mean? I need some things to get purged. I want to be more like you. I want to be closer to you. I want your will to be done. I've been tired for a long time. So I just need you to restore me, you know what I mean, during this time, you know. What do you think, because I want to go into the mental thing, because I know you are such an advocate for mental awareness and things like that, mental health awareness. But before we go into that, what do you feel like is what's now? Like, as far as in the industry, far as just us in the body of Christ, now people are opening up, do you think that people are going right back to what it was before, you know, with just a little bit of hesitancy, or do you think that they're just like, okay, we're back in action, let's move it? Or do you think people are really, like, you know, moving a little bit slower right now, seeking God a little bit more before they make a decision, before they, you know, is it a God idea or is it my idea? You know, are people just kind of moving slower? Yeah. What do you feel is happening?
I believe all of that is happening. You know, depending on where you go, you know, God has granted me the ability and the grace to, you know, get back into traveling. And I've been to some cities, you know, where it's like they're acting as if nothing ever happened. You know, and then there are those, you know, places where people are still very apprehensive and still very sensitive to the times and what is happening. You know, even, you know, this past weekend, you know, in church, although people are happy that the buildings are still open, ironically, people are slow, it seems like, to coming back in the building of church. It's interesting. It's very interesting because, you know, during the, you know, the height of pinnacle of the pandemic, I hated going to Walmart, and, you know, for multiple reasons as it is, but then it was just like, why are there so many senior citizens in Walmart? Like, you guys are the most, like, you're in the most danger of this virus, yet y'all can't stay home. Stay home. Walmart is not the place to party in the midst of a pandemic.
That's,
you know,
their party. So, that's the party, though. That's their early morning party.
Listen, and I got to give it out to every senior citizen that was out there, you know, rooting and tooting it out there in Walmart. Listen, y'all got a face on another level.
I know,
y'all
right?
Y'all not let anything stop y'all from getting to Wally World.
I know they love you. Don't the older people, I know they love you. I know everybody loves you, but I just feel like, you know, your soul, like, attracts a lot of, you know, older people, elderly, mature people. Is that seniors?
Yeah.
I just feel like they just love love you. Like, you're like a magnet. Like, they just want to be your grandma, your auntie, your uncle. They just want to be with you. It just seems like you got that kind of soul and spirit. But everybody, of course, everybody loves you, Joshua, because, I mean, you can sing, and you just got such wisdom on you. And that's why I want to go into the mental awareness, mental health awareness. Tell us about where this started for you and, you know, just how's it going with it? What are you finding out now as a result of, you know, really talking more about it?
Yeah. Well, it started for me, you know, I mean, just experience. I, you know, especially coming up in my culture, you never thought, you know, I would deal with depression, you know, as a black man, you know, he's like, depression, and I'm not going to have to deal with that. But it happened, and it happened before I even realized it, you know, not about maybe about 2 years after the show. You know, so many things were happening. I was having, you know, issues when it came down to personal relationships, like family and stuff like that. Career-wise, industry, it was a lot of things that were happening, things that I did not have the cognitive, you know, knowledge of how to express, or the legal availability to express in some cases. And so all of these things happening, I really got into this sunken place. And I kept saying, God, I don't understand. You showed me the mountain. You showed me where I was going to go. You brought me here. I would not have been here if you did not give me the confirmation that this is where I was supposed to be. Why is it so hard? And I feel like I'm at the worst part of my life. And wow. It took a moment for that, for me to process that. And God literally had to sit me down and he said, I'm preparing you for what I have called you to do. What you saw was just a glimpse of what I want to do in your life. So, but you have to get through the process first. And getting through the process was not the easiest. It was not the easiest process.
Yes.
You know, I remember a friend of mine, Jacqueline Carr, she preached a message. She talked about the crushing of the olive. And, you know, the olive is what gives us, you know, a natural respect of oil. But the oil of God actually works in the same retrospect. God has to crush you. He has to press you and mold you and form you into what he's called you to be. And for the oil to come out, for God to really get the true essence of what he wants out of you, it's going to take some making and molding. And it's going to take some moments that are going to be hard and difficult, especially to our natural beings. And so with that being the case, I went and I sought spiritual and natural health. I went to my pastor. I went to prayer warriors, and then, you know, we prayed. I still fasted, but I also took the time to take care of my natural body as well. And I went and I saw a therapist. And I know in our culture that is not a popular topic or subject or course of action, but I encourage and admonish anyone out there, especially in my culture, to go talk to someone. Take the time. A lot of us, you know, most of us have insurance that will take care of it completely. If you don't, there are so many different avenues out there that make it so much easier to talk to a therapist now. So I admonish you, please, if you're dealing with depression, if you're dealing with some things that you can't mentally fathom or process through on your own, seek the help. This is the thing that we have to understand. Everything that we have here is scripture in the Bible where it says that God, everything that is made, God made it and he made it good. Well, that is true in every sense of the word. Literally, God created everything that we see here and everything that we have here, all of these resources, he allowed them to be. He allowed them to be for us to use them. And so I please admonish you, go talk to a therapist. It helps. It really helps. I encourage you to talk to a therapist who believes what you believe, which means if you're a Christian, don't go out there and get no atheist therapist that doesn't believe in God and doesn't believe in his power. Go talk to a therapist that believes in the power of God so they can give you the right type of advice or direction along with your beliefs. So That was where it started. That's how it happened for me. And going from there, you know, thankfully, I had wonderful people around me who kept me in prayer, who kept pushing me forward. And it took some time. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
It took some time, but I'm grateful for the results of the process. It allowed me to work on my faith with God. It allowed me to work on my trust with God. And every day is a continual process.
Mm-hmm.
But I thank God, you know, I'm currently not in therapy right now. However, I am. I think I'm going to go back to it, you know, just for, you know, that the freedom of it and having the availability to just listen, express, to, you know, someone to give you a different perspective on, you know, what you're dealing with and stuff like that. It's right now I'm great. You know, like I said, 2020, God, he started recovering things for me. And so now I'm in a state of just of bliss. I thank God. I wake up in the morning and I'm like, God, I can't believe this. This is really real. He's really doing it. And he's doing it marvelously. Genuinely.
Yeah. It's amazing. I really, I love everything you said because it's so true. I was literally having a conversation with someone about this whole topic. Like, we talked about this whole thing, and we went a little more in depth as far as, I mean, I just want to add to this too, that, the therapy, there's Christian counseling, there's therapists, there's psychologists, you know, there's so many. You got to pray to see which one will fit you, you know, but there are definitely resources out there. And please make sure, try to spirit by the spirit, you know, be prayerful when you go and see someone, because also, you know, you don't want to get with a therapist or a psychiatrist or whatever that want to just pump you up with drugs. You know, make sure that everything, you bring God in it, like really. Literally, it just don't just fall into the hands of the therapist, but just, you know, let them be used just like your pastor's being used. You know, you got to look at it like that. If they're a believer, then, you know, you got to look at them like, you know, like your pastor or your, you know, your spiritual mom or spiritual dad, or, you know, that they're human, but make sure you bring God in the center of it all. So that way, if it's something that they suggest, you know, like as far as medication, God may say, no, I don't want you to do that. You know, let's just keep going with the process, you know, then follow what God is saying and just, you know, see other results. Some of them may offer you CBD. Some of them may offer you THC, TCH, or whatever it is, gummies and all kind of things. Just be really mindful that God is in control. That's all. And just, but the resources are there. And like he said, the insurance is there. If you don't have insurance that can cover it, they have, you know, clinics and things that offer it, because it's such a awareness right now that, you know, thank God, you know, God is providing more resources for you to get the help that you need. You know, and like I said, even like if you can't, if it's not a therapist that is affordable, maybe a Christian counselor or something like that. But I love you, Joshua Rogers. I love your transparency. I love your honesty. I love what God has done in you. And just for the record, I agree. I went through a similar situation for years. It was just something that I was raised like, and you know, once God got a hold of me, it was like it just didn't fit, and I didn't know how to fix it. You know what I'm saying? It just was something that just didn't fit, that lifestyle of anxiety or worry or depression or, you know, and it just didn't fit. It didn't fit with the kingdom that I had inherited spiritually, and I just didn't know how to fix it. And I would say to God, if I could just lay on the table and gut myself out, I would. I tell you, like, when are you going to get this thing away from me? Like, how long, Lord? How long? You know? Because I knew it was.
You
know what I'm saying? Do you agree?
Yeah. I was do. Like, I do totally.
I was like, I want to gut this out. I do not want this, you know, and I was honest with God, and I was very expressive with him about, you know, how I felt and the troubles that I was going, you know, the turmoil within that I was dealing with. And it's not hard. I mean, it's not easy. And, you know, many through all of that, the enemy's whispering to you. He's telling you to quit. He's telling you it's not worth it. He's telling you ain't gonna never be right. That it's only you and nobody else. I mean, it's so many lies. And you're fighting the lies, trying to hold on, but you know something ain't right. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so It's just a challenge, but like God has spoken to you, he spoke to me too. You know, it's part of the process of what he has already predestined. You know, it's for the multitudes. It's a message in it. It's for the people that's struggling behind the scenes and don't talk about it. It's, you know, it's for the people that's in church that's getting high and drinking alcohol, trying to ease and cover the pain and, you know, the depression and anxiety. It's for those people that's doing sexual, you know, outlets, you know, activities, trying to hide and trying to ease the pain of the disappointment and the discouragement. I mean, it's so much. And I'm just like, wow, you know, what a calling it is, you know, that, you know, for us that make it through to be able to encourage other people that God is able. He is a mental healer, not just a physical, you know, ailment healer, but he is a mental healer. He is an emotional healer. You know, if you've been abused, if you've been wounded emotionally and physically, and you are scarred within, God can heal that. If you got a broken heart, God can heal that. All of that is not of God. All of that is a sickness. God can heal that. So I'm so glad that you was able to come on. Do you want to add on to that, brother, before you give us your social media information?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, first let me say thank you for this opportunity, Dr. Gina. You know, your air gives freedom for it, and I appreciate you allowing me the liberty to express. But I concur with everything that you just said. You know, we have to remember that God, you know, as I said before, God can, he can be exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think. And so we can oftentimes find ourselves in situations that literally seem unfixable, unfathomable, unbelievable. But the thing is that we serve a God that works in the unbelievable. The old song that says God specializes in what seems impossible. So that mountain that you can't cross, that valley you can't seem to get through, understand that God is able to do exactly what you need him to do. You know, but we have to have the faith to believe it. And more than that, we got to put our feet on our faith. You know, sometimes it's more than just saying, I believe. You have to actually put some action behind it. You have to actually walk in the faith that you are proclaiming. And so, you know, always remember that. Don't forget that, guys. And more than anything, I say keep praying. Keep trusting. Keep trusting God. Trust his plan. You know, I found out, Dr. Dina, that a lot of times that's where our faith fails. Faith and trust walk hand in hand. If you don't trust God enough to let him handle it, how can you say you have the faith to believe?
Yes, that's right. And if we don't have faith in him like that or trust in him, we don't really understand his love. His love is so deep, and it just heals us and everything. So to get into God's love, and if there's an area of not trust, like the centurion man said, help me with my unbelief. Just be honest and say, you know what? I'm struggling here. Help me with this. I don't know how to trust. I don't know your love in this area. I don't know. Help me with this. And he will.
Yes. He will. Absolutely. I've seen him do it. Huh?
Me too. Joshua Rogers, tell everybody where they can follow you on social media and website and everything. Tell them about it.
Yes. Well, you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I'm also on TikTok as well now, but all of those are at The Joshua Rogers. So that's THEJOSHUAROGERS. No D in the last name. But please, guys, follow me. I follow back. I have a lot of things that I'm working on that I can't wait to share with you all, not just including the single. So please, it's available on every digital outlet. Please go and get it. But I've also got the chance to work in a debut movie of The Youngest Evangelist. So it's a story about a young boy who gets saved and becomes an evangelist at such a young age. So, you know, please, guys, be on the lookout for that. It's supposed to come out later this year. I got to collab with Ruth Leontre. We did the leading track on the soundtrack of the movie. So it's going to be awesome. And listen, Ruth, that girl, oh my God, she sings. Like, she blew my brains every time we were in the studio. So
She can sing too. Y'all some singing people. Oh, I tell you for sure that.
Yes. Y'all some singing people. So you guys, you have to be on the lookout for that. I'm doing a couple of different things as far as like working on a book. Of course, I have my own show of Teachable Moments with Joshua Rogers. So, Dr. Jean, I'm going to have to get you on the show.
That would be nice.
Yeah, yeah. Yes,
wow.
Ma'am. Let's do it.
Well, you know, when the movie come out, we got to get you back on to talk about that and promote that. Absolutely. You know you're a friend to the, you're a family. You are a family member to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I love you. I adore you. Since day one, I just fell in love with you. That's why I was like, I got to get him back on. He ain't been on here in a minute. I got this song out here. We got to get him on here. So listen, I will be glad to do whatever you would have me to do. And I want you to do me a favor. When we end your segment right now, I want you to do a radio drop for me. Would you do that for me?
Absolutely. No problem at all.
Okay. All right. Doug, as you're preparing Minister Nicole's segment in his presence, I am just going to, we can take a commercial break before we do that. And Joshua's going to hold on for you and he's going to do a radio drop for us. God, love you so much. Thank you so much for being on the show. You are awesome. And you are great, and I'm just
so thankful.
I mean, I'm telling you right now, I just want to say this. Through your transparency and your submission and your posture and allowing God to do what he wanted to do in you, oh, my goodness. I mean, the heaven is just opened over you. So I'm just excited to see all, hear all what God has done through you and for you. I'm so excited for you.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Gina. Again, it was a pleasure, and I would love to be back anytime.
Yay! I love it. All right, Doug, let's go ahead and do a commercial break, then right into Minister Nicole Atkins, and thank you for doing the drop for me, Joshua. I love you so much. We'll be right back after these messages.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
You know Zion as a physical place of Israel, but did you know that it's also a spiritual reality in you? Bestseller author John Eckhart has strategies for you to embrace your identity as Zion, or the place where God dwells. In his book, I Am Zion, Eckhart invites you to apply the characteristics and blessings in Isaiah 60. Learn how to reach a level of faith that releases blessings, healing, deliverance, promotion, and increase. If you don't understand the benefits that are available to you, you won't seek after them. Harness the reality that you are the dwelling place of God and experience the amazing blessings that are waiting for you. Check out I Am Zion by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold.
Say whatever you want to say, and then at the end just say, and now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You ready?
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Yeah, Dr. Gina's with an S.
Gotcha.
And we're going to start taping now.
What's up, everybody? It's Randy Weston of Judah Band, and you're listening to Dr. One more time.
It's all right. You can just keep doing it until you get it right.
What's up, everybody? It's Randy Weston of Judah Band, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hello, and welcome to this month's July In His Presence devotional. I am so excited to be with you today and to share what God has placed in my heart. It is so exciting. You know, I will always title my devotions, and today I'm going to title my devotion, A New Day Has Risen. Yes, a new day has risen. I'm going to be reading from Psalms 40 and 3, and I'm going to be reading from, you know, my favorite, the Passion Translation Bible. And it says this: a new song for a new day rises up in me every time I think about how he breaks through for me. Ecstatic praise pours out of my mouth until everyone hears how God has set me free. Many will see his miracles. They'll stand in awe of God and fall in love with Him. Whew, that is a mouthful. Mouthful of love, a mouthful of promise, a mouthful of great expectation. I tell you, this word right here is so powerful. I call it a new day because we are in a new day. We are in a fresh season. It says a new day rises up every time. It rises up every time we think about how God has set you free, how you're not the same person as you're growing, as you're maturing in Him. This should be and bring excitement to you. It says ecstatic praise pours out of your mouth. You should have ecstatic praise coming out of you because you are no more your own. You're no more held bound, but you have been set free through Christ Jesus. Wow. I know this has been a challenging, some of us have been having a challenging first year. Some of us maybe have been having a great first year. Whatever season you may be in, know that each new day when you rise, you should give God praise because He has set you free. Oh man, the miracles that He has in store for you to see that are going to manifest before your eyes are unbelievable. This word says it all. This word, the Psalms 40:3, tells us all. He said everybody will recognize, and they'll fall in love with God. Do you hear that? They'll fall in love with God because of you, because of what they're seeing, the transformation and the maturity and where you're going and how you're developing. And they will see the God in living color. They will see it in motion, and that should make you smile. And listen. Listen, my prayer is that you rise to see the new day with great expectation for what God has prepared for you. Let praise pour out of your spirit. Let love be your portion. You're no longer bound by your past, nor are you a slave to the future. See your freedom in Christ. Allow Him to reveal all the beautiful miracles He has prepared just for you. Amen. Isn't that rich? Let Him prepare all. Let Him reveal all the beautiful miracles He has prepared for you. Oh man, I just love that scripture. That scripture touched my heart. It just brought so much revelation to me about freedom in Christ and what that guarantees us, what that inheritance looks like. So if you're in a place right now, you're not really sure, you're not really understanding, be encouraged. Be encouraged that this is a new day. Every day that you rise, every moment that you rise in Christ, that you're in a new place and you're in new things can happen for you because you're in a new place with Him. You're not alone. So let Him do the revealing. Let Christ do the revealing and the things that He wants to do in you and for you. And you'll see the miracles. I promise you, you'll see these miracles manifest right before your eyes. So listen, decree and declare this is a new day. Let praise come out of your belly. Let it come out of your spirit. And love, let love be your portion. Amen. Amen. Listen, I love you. I enjoyed spending time with you and just sharing a little bit about God's love and His presence, being in His presence. Listen, if you want to reach out to me, you can reach out to me on Facebook, Nicole Atkinson, or you can reach out to me on Twitter at Nick_purpose. Or you can, if you're a woman of God, you can connect with me on Woman of Courage. I do daily devotionals there as well. But until then, I'll be back here next month sharing God's word with you in His presence, and know that I am cheering for you.
Yay! I love that segment. This whole show was thebomb.com. I loved it. I'm so glad that you joined me in the show. You're a part of the show, and I'm so glad that you were with me all over the world. Listen, I always tell you, because we're running out of time now, but I just want you to know, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. I love you so much. Thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next time, bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.